Because you know what? Quite honestly, ministry doesn't happen in these walls. You are the church. This is bricks and mortar and carpet and nails and glue. You are the life that is sent out into this community with God's what? Big, hairy, audacious goals that you are to fulfill. You understand that? Out there, every molecule of DNA God wants in your life. That doesn't mean you spend your time here, although it is nice that you show up. Because you know what? God is the only audience member on Sunday mornings. The rest of us are in working mode, worshiping God. God doesn't ask us to invest a part of ourselves or half of ourselves or one day a week, because God asks for our whole life. God gives us big, hairy, audacious goals that are impossible unless God is involved and unless we allow God to be involved. Do you understand that? We have to allow God, because you know what? If we think we can do it on our own and we put the hand up to God, you understand what I'm saying? God's going to respect that. Why? Because God loves you. And even though God knows better, He's going to say, you know what? If you think you can do it on your own, there you go. Have at it. We have to allow God to be involved. God's ideas and goals for us are beyond reason. The people around us that are not a part of a Christian community, and maybe some that are, would think that it's ludicrous to do it. They would think it is beyond reason to do it. But they are bigger. God's goals are bigger than our imaginations. They are more than the possibilities that we can consider, because God lives outside the box that we force ourselves to live within. I don't want you to mishear what I just said. God lives outside the box that we force ourselves to live within. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning? No? You want me to repeat the sentence? You got it? God refuses to be limited by the walls we build in our thinking. J.A. Holmes put it like this: never believe it can't be done. God may have been waiting for centuries for somebody ignorant enough of the impossible to do that very thing. I think that bears to be repeated. Let's read it together. Let's read it together. Never believe it can't be done. God may have been waiting for centuries for somebody ignorant enough of the impossible to do that very thing. Can I get an amen, folks? Amen. Maybe you are that one person who is ignorant enough of the impossible. Because with God, nothing is
impossible.
Hey, I think we've already had that scripture this morning, haven't we? There was once a frog that fell into a deep pothole and couldn't get out. Even his frog friends couldn't get him to muster enough strength to jump out of the deep hole. They gave up and left him to his fate, but a while later they found him jumping around just fine. Somehow he had made it out of the pothole, so one of his friends went up to him and said, "How in the world did you get out of that pothole? We couldn't even get you to get enough energy to get out of that pothole, right?" And the frog said, "Well, you know what? Pretty soon a truck came by and I had to." Think about it, you'll catch on. Are you living in a pothole this morning? Are you living in a pothole that your friends, maybe your family, the people that you work with are comfortable with? And no matter what this church does, we can't give you enough energy to get out of that pothole. Folks, God can send along a truck, and you're either going to get out of the pothole or you're not. You understand what I'm saying? See, as human beings, each of us need a cattle prod in the behind every once in a while, don't we? I grew up on a farm. I understand that fully. Right? No? You don't agree with me?